Authorities back down in New York. The Occupy Wall Street protesters can stay in Zuccotti Park.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we've heard what the Occupy Wall Street protesters think of the financial industry. What does the financial industry think of them? But first, where's Wall Street? Well, stocks are up this morning. The Dow up 123 points, or a little more than 1% at 11,601. The NASDAQ up almost 1.5%, and same right now with the S&P 500. G20 finance ministers are meeting in Paris today, talking about solutions to the European debt crisis. The G20 includes emerging countries with fast-growing economies like China, Brazil, and Russia, and they may be called upon to contribute money to deal with Europe's debt problems. Now to New York City, where officials this morning decided to postpone a temporary eviction of the protesters in Zuccotti Park near Wall Street. The park has been occupied for about 3 weeks, and authorities wanted to clear it this morning so they could clean it. But minutes before the potential confrontation with protesters, authorities decided to postpone the cleaning. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports from Zuccotti Park.
City officials had told protesters that after the cleanup, they wouldn't allow sleeping bags or tarps, which protesters interpreted as an attempt to close down the protest. This is Jessica Roth. She works in a coffee shop and is hoping to open her own. She's carrying a sign that says, "We're too big to fail."
I think it's a great short-term victory. I think it's not time to rest on our laurels. I think that clearly there's a movement afoot to try to break up this movement. And so it's, you know, we'll see what the next steps are.
Nobody knows what's going to happen next. There are still plenty of people camped out in the park, including some who are lying on sleeping bags and tarps. Another protester, Dan Taeyong, says he thinks this crisis just shows how much support the movement has.
In terms of that, it's a good show of solidarity for, you know, what the support is or how much support there is and so on and so forth.
There are still a lot of police around the park. I've heard several reports from organizers that riot police were on their way, but so far none have shown up in Zuccotti Park. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Well, let's get some reaction now to all this from Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. He's with us live from New York, as he is every Friday. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So we've heard from the protesters there. There seems to be a little distrust of the authorities and of the people on Wall Street. You are plugged in to those people on Wall Street. What do your contacts in the financial industry think of all of this protest?
Well, I think at the heart of it anyway, they certainly understand the frustration. A lot of Wall Street employees, like other people, have kids of college age, and they're well aware of how it is nearly impossible to find a job coming out of college today. And I think it is that frustration they see as the root of the Occupy movement.
You think they're sympathetic to all of this?
Well, they're sympathetic up to a point. I think they would say that without question, we need to do something. And by we, I mean policymakers, in order to get job creation and the economy going again. But at the same time, I think they draw the line at the assumption that Wall Street's entirely responsible for this mess.
Well, Chris, I want to get your thoughts on one other thing that came out today, and the reason probably why the markets are up this morning, which is retail sales. We've got a 1% gain in retail sales of the most recent survey. That's the biggest gain in 7 months. Is this something to pop champagne corks about, or is this just a little tidbit here?
Well, yeah, that's absolutely the focus on the street today. And certainly the market is up because those numbers are, well, across the board strong. At the same time, if you look back at the course of this year, we've had one strong month and two weak ones every single quarter. So even though people are thrilled to see some strength in the economy, they're also skeptical that it can last.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, thanks so much as always.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Harper Business, publisher of Great by Choice by Jim Collins and Morton T. Hansen, exploring why some companies thrive despite uncertainty wherever books are sold. by the PBS Arts Fall Festival with Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore, tonight at 9, 8 Central on PBS. And by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
President Obama and South Korean President Lee Myung-bak are headed to Detroit today. They'll be there touting the Korean free trade deal that Congress approved 2 days ago, which is aimed at opening up both countries to more competition from each other. But Michigan and the auto industry have traditionally been leery of foreign competition. So are they really ready to roll out the red carpet for President Lee? Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra has more.
For a long time, American cars were king in Michigan. Charlie Ballard is an economics professor at Michigan State University. He recalls the story of a group of guys who bought a Toyota solely for the purpose of bashing the hell out of it with a baseball bat.
I think that left an impression, at least with the Japanese, that has lingered to this day, an impression that would make them wary about investing in Michigan.
But things are different these days. The ongoing struggles of the Michigan economy and the state's auto industry have made Michiganders more open to foreign trade and investment. Automakers and auto workers support the new free trade agreement with South Korea because it will eventually end tariffs on American-made auto parts. UAW President Bob King says the pact will create more jobs because more vehicles will be sold. But as far as Michigan being a friendly enough state for South Korea to want to set up a plant?
Unfortunately, when companies come to America, they run to the South and try to remain non-union. So I don't think they'll come to Michigan.
Instead, he says they'll probably go to Georgia and Alabama. I'm Jennifer Guerra for Marketplace.
And finally, to a new survey about kids' least favorite Halloween treats. Now, I would have thought it would be something like apples or those candy corn things, but according to the survey from a company called Cozy, it turns out the answer is pencils, toothbrushes, and coupons. I'd like to know who gives kids pencils or coupons on Halloween. By the way, the survey says kids will take money if that's all you've got. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
For most, Friday is the end of a long, hard week. But for us, we're just getting started.
The policies that were put forward, they are get-back-to-work policies.
Well, I would love to see a massive, big stimulus.
Greece is kind of like a big, giant subprime borrower without a loan modification plan.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Weekly Wrap. Everything you need to know about the week's big economic news and oh so much more. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.